You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. It is Tuesday, which means it's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day, an initiative that we've started that highlights not only incredible restaurants with an amazing dining experience, but as well a casual atmosphere that isn't loud, isn't booming, isn't thumping, that you can sit down and actually talk to the people you're dining with. And today's featured restaurant is La Luce Ristorante, which is up on Steeles Avenue here in Toronto. And with us to talk about it is the Director of Operations, Richard Afzal. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Gene.
So tell us, for people who haven't been there, I mean, I've only seen your website. It looks like a gorgeous restaurant. Give us a bit of a background on it.
Yeah, this restaurant, La Luce, has been around since 1976.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long-going operation. We just rebranded it about a year ago.
Okay.
It's a quiet place, fine dining, Italian cuisine. We make a lot of our pastas in-house, fresh
Perfect.
Gnocchis, fresh fettuccinis, fresh lasagnas. And place is very quiet, nice, easy music, easy to get to, right on 400 Highway. A lot of parking, free parking.
Nice. Oh, is that great?
Yeah.
Wheelchair access.
How many people can you accommodate there?
We have two rooms. Total seating is 150.
Oh. Right.
And we have a private dining room. We have also a small meeting room. Main dining room seats about 75 people.
Okay.
Yeah. That's nice.
Now I understand why you're the director of operations, why they need such
I've been there since 76.
Wow. Good for you.
Well, I mean, if this restaurant has been going since 76, I mean, it's a cutthroat industry. You guys must be doing something right.
Yeah. You know what? Must be doing something right. The number one is the food and the service. No.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Pardon me.
Yeah, and we keep the price, you know, right in the right level. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was reading some of the reviews and some of the comments that people made, and everybody says such positive things about the food and the service, the staff.
Yeah, I'm on the floor 24/7. I don't leave the floor. I make sure that customer being looked after.
Right.
People, they walk in, I say hello to them, they leave, I say hello to them.
So. And one thing I can't stand is when a waiter comes up to the table several times
and
gets in your face.
No.
There's comments that your staff does not do that.
We don't do that.
Right.
We don't do that. We give a space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of space.
That's great.
So you have a lunch menu and a dinner menu. I mean, it looks like traditional Italian fare.
It is. 100%.
Yeah. Right. Plus, you have takeout as well.
I love that.
We have a takeout. We have a catering. We also do a lot of other things.
And I noticed that you have gluten-free things and vegan options.
Yes, we have a gluten-free. We have a vegan. We have a halal options. So we have a different. We just try to accommodate all different diversity.
Super. One of the things that I noticed about your restaurant that intrigues me, because I haven't seen it anywhere else, you have a bring-your-own-wine, but it's free corkage.
Yeah.
Wow. I said that to Mike.
Yeah, this is something we just tried it, and it's working good. People bring their own wine. Yeah. It's a limit for one bottle.
Right.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, you have a fantastic wine selection as well.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. But a lot of people have their own wine selection.
Sure.
And they like to bring in the restaurant, and just have a good meal with that.
So. Right.
Yeah.
And you probably enjoy it all that much more.
Oh, it is.
Because it is your wine.
Yeah. I open the wine all by myself. I go and pour it.
Just, that's nice.
That's great. And you also, correct me if I'm wrong, but you also have live music.
On Saturday nights. Yeah, we have live music, yeah.
That's great.
It's a soft music, it's a jazz and blues.
Jazz and blues, lovely. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
So that's, I mean, having an ambiance that is conducive to people actually enjoying their meal and not yelling at each other. That's an important part of the dining experience.
It is, and we keep it like this. We have a lunch crowd which is more business people. They do lunch and they won't talk business.
Sure,
nobody's been screaming at them, loud music and everything.
No. Mm-hmm.
So. And dinner time, people come in with their family, with friends, and We open 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday.
Wow.
Sunday, we only do private functions.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Well, that's a nice idea, too, to have private functions for people to know that they can have a nice situation like that.
And we do quite a bit of private functions.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sure. And you do catering as well.
We do catering, yeah.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to ask you a tough question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If you were to pick one thing off the menu that would be your favorite, what would it be?
Well, I'm a pasta fan.
Okay. Fair enough. Right.
And the one pasta which I like is called linguine with the shrimp and sea scallops.
Ooh.
Oil and garlic sauce.
Oh.
This is my favorite. My chef's got a good job on that.
Wow. That
is amazing.
It's a signature dish for us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you rebranded about a year ago. What did all that entail?
The place has been around since 1976. Mm-hmm. It originally was Giorgio D.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And was split off there's two partners.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay.
So one of them took the names away, and the second one stays behind. So.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Oh, it's a nice name.
It is a nice name. Yeah. Lucha means light.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, you don't really, especially, on the menu, you don't have anything that is terribly heavy on the menu.
No, very, very light, no sauces in there, light flair.
Although I did see gorgonzola.
It figures you'd find that.
Well, I don't know. It was just there.
A lot of people like that,
My eyes open
with a cream sauce,
But it says light cream sauce. Yeah.
Nothing heavy.
There you go.
Nothing heavy.
And plus, it's the perfect place to go if it's your birthday.
Yeah, of course. We have a birthday club.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so if you're 40 years old, we have a 40% discount for you.
Wow.
So it pays. I mean, the older you are, the more it pays to go and have dinner here.
If you're 110, we'll give you 10%.
Wow.
That's our reason to keep growing old, right there. Well, Richard, I mean, and obviously, you told us a unique thing before you came in. You found out about the Anti-Noise Pollution League through some diners.
Through some, your regular diners, they come every week, and they keep telling me, go to that. So I just, I just send a message to your radio station, and they call me and say, come by.
Well, we're very happy that you did.
Very happy that you did.
I'm really glad I'm here.
Cool. That is great. Well, it looks, I mean, I got to go because just the website is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let alone what the restaurant is, but the menu is just spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to thank you very much for coming in today.
Yes, indeed.
And telling us all about it.
Mm-hmm.
My pleasure, Mike and Jean. Thank you very much for having me here.
Oh, our pleasure. We've been speaking to Richard Afzal, the Director of Operations of La Luce Restaurante. They are at 4377 Steeles Avenue West in Toronto and a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative that we started that allows incredible dining.
Right.
I mean, it goes without saying. It has to be that first. But also an atmosphere that is conducive for conversation, is light, is quiet. If you want to find out more about the league, go to our Facebook page or our station website, classicalfm.ca.